Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there. Hi, am I speaking with Brandon?
Yes.
Hi, Brandon. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any firm yet? You haven't signed anything electronically or physically, and you'd be able to attest to that? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, was it you or a family member that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Me.
I'm sorry to learn that. By chance, do you happen to know the subtype or not sure?
B-cell lymphoma.
Okay. Let me type that in. One second. So diffuse large B-cell. Okay. And is it just the one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you've had, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then you're filing for yourself. And around what year were you diagnosed?
2023.
Do you happen to know the month?
May.
May, okay. So May of
2021. My diagnosis date was 2021, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I was cancer-free in 2023.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that's the case. Okay, so May of 2021 was when you were diagnosed, right?
Diagnosed, yes.
Okay. And when you used the Roundup...
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I was asking if you mostly used the product for your home or for work or both?
Yes.
Mostly just for the home?
Work.
For work? Okay. What kind of work were you doing then?
Landscaping.
Landscaping? Okay. Let me put in. And then are you still in contact with any colleagues that use the product that may have been exposed and gotten sick as well, or not really?
I don't know anybody else. I never talked to nobody else.
And then since you were using it for landscaping, I'm guessing you would have done a bunch of different sites with different addresses, right, depending on the work?
Yes.
Okay, let me write that note up. Give me 1 second. I'm just typing that up. Okay, and then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
42.
42. And then about how many years did you use the product?
For 10.
For about 10 years, okay. So you definitely would have used the product at least 10 days, and then one of those years would have been before you were diagnosed. Did I catch that correct?
Hold on, say that again.
So you would have used the product for... over 10 days, definitely, right? More like 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
One of those years that you used it would have been prior to you getting diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. And then are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go through a list of other ailments that may or may not apply to you. I'm going to put no unless you tell me to put yes. So let me know if you were diagnosed with any of these ailments. There's hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, diabetes mellitus, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, Epstein-Barr, other cancers. No to all of those?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any family history of cancer or not really?
None.
And then have you been transplanted an organ or no?
No.
Okay. Will you confirm your gender?
Male.
And then I have you as Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, last name Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes.
Should I add a middle initial or not really?
Not really.
Okay. And then are you married or unmarried?
Married.
Married? Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? So, like, did you watch something online? Did you look at something on TV? Did you read an article? Did a medical professional tell you? Like, what kind of made you put two and two together?
My doctor did it. I started feeling real weird, itching, getting rashes, shortness of breath, coughing a lot. My neck swelled up real bad. That's how I learned of everything.
Okay. So a medical professional. And around, would this have been around the time you were diagnosed that he brought that to your attention, the medical professional?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, we'll say sometime.
Could you hold on 1 second, please?
Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry about that.
Not a problem. And this is your cell phone, is it? 724-431-9914?
Yes, it's my main line.
And what would be the best email address for you?
John Doe, 1822@gmail.com.
John Doe, JOHNDOE, 9182
yes.
@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and then this next question asks for your height and weight.
6'180".
180, okay. You're lean. That's a good ratio. And then this next question asks for your spouse's name.
I'm separated from my spouse.
Separated? Okay. So I'll put separated and don't want to provide. Okay. Let me put that up. And about how many times a month did you use the product?
When I was using it. Excuse me. I have a throat problem. I was using it for, once a month.
Once a month? Okay, so like 12 times a year already. And then you already confirmed that you at least sprayed it for 1 year at least before you got diagnosed. So I'll select that box. And then you were diagnosed in 2021 and you started using it, and you used it for about 10 years. So you would have started using it around 2011, right?
Right.
Okay. Up until the point that you got diagnosed, right?
Correct.
Okay. Let me put this here, used it monthly. Now, when you were spraying the product, were you using protective gear or not really?
No, I didn't know it was... Didn't know I had to at my house.
Okay. And then were you getting the concentrate that you mixed yourself, or would you get normally the pre-mixed one?
No, it was always concentrated.
And approximately like around how big was your yard, would you say?
About 10 to 12 meters. Round.
12 by 10? Okay.
10 to 12 meters round.
Okay. Let me type that up. And then in what state were you primarily using the product?
Pennsylvania.
PA, okay. Let me put that there. And it was you directly spraying the product, right?
Yes, I would use it in the spray bottle.
And then, is your home on well or city water?
City.
And then, were you ever exposed to other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange, or not really?
No.
Okay. And then, when you got the product, was it mostly at like Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, or were you going
Home
to
Depot.
Home
I would
Depot?
always go to Home Depot, pay cash for it.
Okay. Have you kept any receipts or any containers over the years, or not really?
Containers, yes, but no receipts
Okay.
because I would always pay cash.
Right, gotcha. And then have you ever been a smoker or no?
No.
And then are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
No. No.
No, not working? Okay. Did you ever lose any time from work because of treatments or anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, how long would you say you lost? How much time from work?
I lost my job to have it.
Okay.
Once I got diagnosed, it was I lost my job to have it.
That's real tough. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll write that. I'll write that in. Let me type that up. And then, were you ever in the military?
No.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' comp?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Long time ago.
Long time ago? Okay. What should I put for what happened then?
It was a drug conviction.
Okay, put that in there.
1998, something like that.
Okay, in 1998, let me put that. And I will find the address for the facility that diagnosed you. I just need the name and the city it's in.
Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh, what was the hospital name? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. UPMC Presbyterian. You want the address?
I got it. I'll find it
Oh,
right
okay.
now. Let me see. It's the one on in Lathrop.
Lothrop, yes.
Lothrop.
200 Lothrop.
Yep, okay. Let me type that in. And then, do you remember your doctor's name?
Yes.
What is it?
Leonard Appleman. He's in oncology.
Okay. Let me find it. I see him here. Leonard J. Appleman. Let me put that in here. And 1 second. I have his info. I'm just plugging it in. Are you a Steelers fan?
Of course.
You guys had a bye week, right? This week?
Yes. Yeah, we did.
Who do you guys
I think we waiting for the Redskins next.
Oh, yeah, they're doing real hot. I think that'll be a good game. It'll be
Yeah.
a tough one.
Yeah.
Who do you prefer?
Before the trade deadline, if we get another receiver before the trade deadline, we should be all right.
Who do you prefer, Wilson or under center or oh shoot, what's his name? The other QB, the one you guys got from the Bears.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'm a Russ fan.
Okay, let Russ cook.
I didn't hear you.
Let Russ cook. That was the thing.
Yeah,
back
yeah.
When he was in Seattle.
Listen, he's a better deep ball passer.
You got to have the targets for that, though.
Right. The rookie. Well, he ain't a rookie now, but Pickens, he's pretty good. Like he's gonna make a name for himself.
Yeah, I like Pickens. I don't mind him. I know people are pretty split on him, but he's not bad.
They try to say he's not a team player.
And then real quick, just to confirm, either you or the. Your medical professional will have medical records, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And then let me put this here. And when they were treating you, do you recall the kind of treatments they were doing? Stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
Immunotherapy and chemotherapy.
Okay. And then do you recall the date they started the treatment for you?
They started the treatment.
Yeah, did insurance approve right away, or did it take a couple of weeks for them to approve?
Yeah, my start date was about 20 shit.
So you were diagnosed in May. Did they get to you also? Did they get to you in May or June?
Yeah, soon as I was diagnosed, my doctor went to. Start immediately.
Okay, good. Let me put...
Because it was stage one, and he didn't want it to go up.
Right.
Stages or nothing.
So we'll put...
May 2021.
Yeah, we'll put May 5th of 2021 just as a placeholder there. And then what's... And we're almost done, by the way, just a couple more sections. What is your current mailing address?
1437 Sloan Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA. 15221.
You said 1437 Sloan Avenue?
Yes. Okay. S-L-O-A-N.
Right. P-A. Okay, there it is. And then usually my system will find it in here. It's not doing it, but that's okay. I'm just going to plug it in manually. Give me a second to... write that up. Yeah, I've been to PA, but not Pittsburgh.
What part of PA you been?
Williamsport and Philly.
That's closer to Philly. Yeah, Williamsport's closer to Philly. You like Philly?
It was cool. I went there for the 4th of July. It was cool. People were cool. There was lots to do. And when I went there, it was summer, but it wasn't like super, super muggy. So, I mean, I would definitely go back. My buddy that I went to visit actually was just in town. We're over in California. So, yeah, I'll probably
That's
be
what
back
I would like
there.
To visit.
Yeah, it's expensive, but it's cool. It's milder weather, so it's not going to be as humid in the summer, and not as obviously we don't get snow like you guys, so I think you would enjoy it. You'd probably be one of those people that
last couple years we haven't been getting snow for real.
It still gets cold though, doesn't it?
Oh yeah it definitely gets cold.
You'd probably be one of the people that walk around in a tank top in like 50 degree weather over here, because you're used to like real cold. Over here, if it's 50,
yeah,
we start wearing winter jackets because we're not used to it.
It's 58 right now, and I only got a hoodie on.
Oh yeah, see, that's what I mean. And real quick, this section it says. Normally, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Not really.
Okay.
I really don't
All right. And then the last section is just going to be the HIPAA medical compliance section to ensure that the firm can retrieve your records. What is your date of birth?
6679.
June 6th of 79.
Correct.
Okay, cool. I'm June 11, so a couple days after you. We're both Geminis, huh? And
Yeah.
so I have date of birth and then just the last four of the social.
5586.
5586, and then you should be receiving an automated text message from DocuSign in just a quick moment. It's going to allow you to do a quick e-signature, and then that'll be the last thing here. You said you do this for landscaping. Okay.
Residential too.
Let me put, hold on. Okay, it should be sending right now. It's still spinning. Let me know if you get it. Now, I won't be able to see what's on the screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see and I'll do my best to guide you. But it does show sent on my end. Did you see that come through?
You just get it.
Okay.
Were you a Chargers fan?
I'm a Rams fan, so
Wait.
not too hot this season. Obviously, we started out with a bunch of injuries. Our O line, our D line's depleted. We lost probably the number one.
Aaron Donald.
Yeah. He was probably the number one defensive player, and we lost him. He retired. And then our two best wide receivers, Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, both
Yeah.
were injured. And so, yeah, it was a real tight game yesterday. We won in overtime though, and I think we're gonna make a run now that both our receivers are healthy. I think we're gonna make a run like last year. We did poorly in the beginning. We ended up, at least making it to the playoffs, even though we lost the first game, and I think it might be something similar to that this year. But I think you guys will make it far too. You guys' record is stellar this year, so far,
Yeah.
especially for your
I heard
division.
it cut. It came up, so hit put where it says plant signature.
Yep.
All right, when I hit send, do I hit upload?
No, it should let you hit sign, or it'll let you select a pre-typed out one. You can do either one.
Yeah, I send it.
Okay, there's gonna be a few signatures though. So if you adopt the signature, then you're just gonna keep tapping all the highlighted yellow areas until the last thing it lets you hit is a yellow finish button.
And hit finish.
Yep, hit finish. And then if it goes through, that means everything was tapped correctly. If it doesn't, then that means we missed something there.
You said I'm done, son.
Okay, then you're all set. In about a week or two, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're just gonna call to introduce themselves, double check the work we submitted, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that, and then they'll tidy you up in their system, and that'll be that. But other than that, you're all set. I'll let you get back to your day and have a good start to the week here, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye.